our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre dans fraction harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring pocket tofu shreds, boiled water spinach, cucumber cup, and instant orange soy milkshake.
Hi there.
Hello.
Everyone okay?
We're going to do some simple meal again today. Simple but very, very nutritious and tasty. Today we have tou bao The pocket tofu is like this. Pocket tofu you can buy it frozen or fresh from the Chinese shop. And each one of them, when separate, they look like this. And today we're going to shred them into small and fine, thin shred, like this. I'm going to saute them, yeah, and make them very, very delicious, savory. But we shred them like this, simple, easy. And we eat them with Vietnamese water spinach. Sometimes they sell them just the stalk, no leaves. Sometimes they have leaves on them. You can find them in a supermarket or a Chinese shop, Chinese Asiatic shop. They're fresh. That's it, we're done. And we also will toss in some of the pine nut. That's gonna be delicious. Now I'm gonna turn on my cooker. Yeah. Good. So we don't saute everything. For the vegetable, we just boil them. So I put them both cooking at the same time. Same time. And we put in a couple of tablespoons of olive oil or any cooking oil. Put in a pinch of salt. Half teaspoon. If not good, you can always put more less in. Get the oil ready. And I have a small onion, so you're gonna also throw it in to make it flavor. Many Buddhists, they don't like onion. So you can replace it with leek. Ah, water boil already. I just crushed the shallot in the oil. You can crush it, or you can chop it. Going brown a bit. Meanwhile, water boil. You will throw in your vegetable. It's water spinach and a little carrot and red pepper. Okay. And vitamin, of course. You put the vegetable in and let it reboil. And you turn the heater off because we don't want to cook it too much. So there, we turn this off. It's still boiling for a while anyway. The shallot is already very, very fragrant. We're going to throw it in. Coffee. And there you go. Remember, we put salt in already, because we don't cook anything else. This is very simple, actually, you don't need a lot of things. Turn the heat low. Because this electric cooker, it will be heated for a long time. And you also put in a handful of pine nuts. There you are. Stir it up, stir it well. The pine nuts will also be roasted in here. Both of them are going to be very, very nice. Salt and coffee pocket. Fresh. The vegetable is already cooked. Well, we'll keep it there for a while. It's okay. Now, check it out. It is good. Yeah. It's good. And let it be cooked for a while. So the pine is really nicely golden. And the shredded tofu also should be slightly golden. And we put in a few drops of maki. Some black pepper, optional. There you are. So we turn the heater off now because it's cooked already. You could even leave it on the heater, you know, like that for a while even. It will still be cooking. We get some rice and just serve it. It's cooked already. We have some rice here. And then we just transfer this into a corner of the plate. And we also get the rest of it out and arrange it on the plate nicely. Be careful because the water spinach is empty inside. That's why the Chinese call them also empty heart vegetable. Well, we have to empty our heart in order to fill it with love. Good. Take it out and arrange it on one side of the plate. Also red vegetable, like a red bell pepper. Carrot. We arrange it all together, make it nice and calm. You see, you can boil the vegetable like this 1 minute and eat them. It's not as fatty as when you fry them. And boil it quick, only in boiling water, and turn the heat off. Like this, the vitamin and goodness still retain much. That's it. And we have a meal already. Perfect. Nutritious. Okay. It's very simple. Anyone can make it. Even children can make it. Put on the table and can eat already. But we could also make a salad to go with it. If that's not enough for you, we are going to make a salad here. Yeah? The salad, we could make it before even, but we could even make it now. While our guest is enjoying the food, you can make a fresh salad. The salad doesn't have to be eaten in advance. It can be eaten after, refreshing, you know, after the kind of a spicy meal. Salad can be refreshing. All we do is we have cucumber and tomatoes. It's easy. Now we're going to cut cucumber into a small portion. And you halve it. Okay. And then you take out the inside carefully so that the skin outside remains. And scoop it out. Scoop the inside out. And put it aside. Put the other one also out and put it aside. So we have an empty skin here. And put it one side, get another one, carve it, do the same stuff. Use a knife to cut a little bit round the way the cucumber is, cut it deep. If it's not cut deep enough the way you want, you continue to cut the inside of it. Take the inside out, that's it. I'm aiming to teach the children to cook. But if you adults like, can also listen. Because let's face it, we are very busy, so we only want the tasty, nutritious, and quick food. So after we scoop out the inside of the cucumber, we also get the tomato and shell the skin so that when you eat, it becomes a little more smooth. That's it. You don't have to. If you like the tomato skin, you leave it on. I just shell it for now, for somebody who doesn't like the skin with it. If your knife is sharp, you could shell it just around the tomato with a ring like that. And then you can make a rose out of it to decorate your salad. Don't let them cut off. Continue with the ring. Let the ring continue. And just keep ringing it until the end of the tomato. The other end. This is just a very simple decoration. If you want fancy decoration, all kind of carving and cutting, you can go to a professional and ask for it. And you have a ring like this. The whole tomato become a ring like this. And you can arrange it on your plate and make it look like a rose. Okay, we do that later. I will put it aside. And now, all the tomatoes and cucumber that you have prepared, you chop them together in a very, very fine. Very fine pieces. Chop them very fine, like the tip of your little finger, huh? The tip of the chopstick. It doesn't matter how fine it is, just chop it up, chop. Okay. Tomato also, let's say, same size. Tomato is easy, huh? You see, kiddo? Just chop them all fine. Into very, very small pieces. You know, when you are in college, kids, school, when you're far away from home, you can cook these things. And be independent. You don't have to always eat in the canteen if you have a choice. Like this, you can cook a good meal in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Give you another 10 minutes to eat, and there, off you go. There you are, we mix cucumber and tomato together like that. After you chop them finely, you mix them well together, like that. Okay, kiddos. And I have coriander I already chopped. And we mix them all together as well. Wonderful. Now guess what I'm going to do? Can you guess? Of course you can. Now we transfer these mixed tomatoes and cucumber in here. Cucumber, tomatoes, and coriander. It's already. I have prepared some sauce here. It's just olive oil, vinegar, a little black pepper, a little sugar. If you don't know how much, you can taste it first. Otherwise, maybe 2 parts of oil, 1 part vinegar, a pinch of salt. Then you mix it up like that. It's good. Good mix. I taste. Very good, very good. If you don't have vinegar or you already have like this salad sauce, you just use it simple. Okay? Now, because we have cut the cucumber, so it's not going to to be whole like that. We have to put them back together with the chopstick, yeah? We put it in the middle. Like this, So it's going to stick together just like before. Whole. And then you put it on the plate and you fill the stuff with it. And then put the cucumber on the plate, huh? One. Another one. With the toothpick. And just dump them all there together. Put in the middle of it. Make sure the two edge are level. There you are. And now we fill the mixed tomato cucumber inside it. Get a smaller spoon, easier to fill it with. Just fill it in until it's full. Just so it looks good. And you can eat the whole thing like a sandwich of a cucumber. This is just when you have friends coming over, you want to impress them a little bit. A girlfriend maybe. Or a boyfriend maybe. Many men don't know how to cook, even simple food. But if you know, the woman will be impressed. Not only to the man's heart by the stomach, like they say, but also go through a woman's heart. They say that if a man cook for you, means he loves you. So if you love some girl, then try to cook for her. Right, there you are. Just clean it up the plate a little bit so it look clean and not messy. Otherwise, it's okay to eat too. Except that it looks a little bit watery and messy due to the cucumber that spilled out. Okay, now you have three like this. And, of course, you can decorate with the string of tomato that we have just got before. You put the first edge, you know, the bigger one that you started with on the plate. And you just keep ringing it around like a rose, you see. First you make a bigger ring, and then you make a smaller ring. Just one after another like that, keep ringing it like the whole ring embracing each other until the end of it, and then it will look like a rose. I don't make as good as the chef, of course, but you can still try and have fun. Look, it does look like a rose, doesn't it? And we put a thick greenery on it, maybe coriander or basil. Oh, yes, then it looks nice already. We put it on the table. If you have some leftover red bell pepper, or yellow, or tomato, or cherry, or olive, you can stick it on both ends of the toothpick. Make it look more colorful. And then your friend will be impressed with your dedication, your love in action. I hope you like my rose. I like it. It's beautiful already. We're just going to enjoy it. Now, one more thing. If you want the salad beforehand, then you have to make the salad first, and then you cook the meal after so that the meal is still hot. We can also make some instant milkshake for your friend. You buy a soya milk, ready-made, and some orange juice. Now you fill the glass with half of the soy milk, or one-third of the soy milk. And then you fill the rest with orange juice, or maybe some other juice. There you are, then you have an instant milkshake. It will be also very nice with mango juice. Actually, I guess many juice we do, as long as it has a little sour taste in it, acidity, quality in it, then it will churn the milk and turn it into an instant milkshake. Nice and thick, just nice. Now if you have your friend come over,
can light a candle, make him feel welcome. This is a cucumber cup, I call it. And this is tofu bao shred. I mean pocket tofu shred with vegetable and rice. And this is a milkshake. And I hope you know these are two candles and fruit. I have my friend here enjoying the fruit. Eat and tell me if it's good. It's good or not?
Very good.
I'm glad you like it. It's good, good. And if you think you don't have enough nutrition, you can always give some supplement to yourself, like multivitamin. And of course you take fruit. I like the roll that I made very much.
好吃哈，好吃。呀，我可以煮东西呢。可以啊，非常好吃。真的啊？真的很好吃。OK。可以跟那个沙拉一起吃，或是跟那个菜一起吃，这样子。或是吃沙拉后来哈。
It's for you. All for you.
You try this. Try the milkshake. Look at how nice the milkshake. Huh? Cheers.
Very good.
Just soya milk and orange juice.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Enjoy, enjoy. Must taste the salad. You can eat with finger.
Very good.
Delicious. Oh, I'm glad. 好吗?
好，非常好吃。心想啊?
嗯。 Good, good, very good. Nice, huh? Good, huh?
Good.
And the milkshake, good?
Yes,
sir. Very simple, just half soy milk, half orange juice or lemon juice, the one that they made ready in the box. Tomato juice also fine, anything you like. Mango juice even nice. We don't have mango juice, so that's that. Thank you for visiting my restaurant. Private restaurant, only for you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Only for you. No customer, no money.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. May you enjoy many more delicious vegetarian meals with loved ones and friends.